This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, you got pets, you got hair, right? Fur everywhere. Even if you have a short-haired fur baby, it's still everywhere. Well, my guest today has a product that is amazing. Zaps the fur. So, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment, and I can't wait to introduce you to him. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Scott Grillo. He is the National Sales Manager for Fur Zapper. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. Happy to be here.
I'm very happy to have you. So, Fur Zapper, it's calling my name. It's like, I think this was invented or you heard my wishes. When I had my dog fur babes, I always loved long hair. So they had long hair, fur every place. And now I have cats. And I don't have a Sphinx, which I've always wanted, but not yet. But you still have fur every place.
Oh, just as bad, if not worse in some cases.
Everywhere. And I've even heard of some people changing their wardrobe to match their cat's fur. So if they have a dark-haired fur babe, they'll wear only like dark colors. And opposite, of course, if they have a light-colored fur babe.
Whatever works.
Well, you know, you have light colors on and you get have black fur all over you. And it's so hard to get off.
It is.
Fur Zapper to the rescue. So how did, I bet you I know the answer to this one, but I want to hear your story. How was Fur Zapper invented? What was the idea behind it?
Yeah, so the Fur Zapper was invented by Michael Swigart, who is still active in the company. He's our owner and president and CEO. So Michael was a stay-at-home working dad. He used to actually do the laundry in the home, and he had a lot of pets. Also, alternatively, Michael worked with different materials. He used to actually make different masks and different outfits and things for the theatrical business. So one day he actually was making a silicone material mask, and he accidentally dropped it on the ground. But then when he picked it up, he realized, wow, look at all this fur and dog hair and cat hair that actually attached to this mask. And so that was kind of his light bulb moment. He kind of realized, oh, wow, I might have something here. So, of course, fine-tuning and developing the product with the manufacturer, Fur Zapper came into play. But yeah, he kind of created it just by accident, just doing something else and kind of stumbled upon it. And he had something great that solves a problem for pet owners.
So Fur Zapper is mostly for pet hair remover for laundry type of items.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So your furry clothing, all your furry clothing that you love your pets, but not necessarily the fur on your laundry. So yeah, Fur Zapper goes right into your washer or dryer with your furry laundry, and it helps remove the pet fur as you wash and dry your clothing.
Okay. But you have a lot of different zappers.
Yeah. We definitely have some various products for sure. We're always trying to develop new ones.
Okay. So Fur Zapper would be in your laundry. So it works well, and I tried it. It worked really well with my clothes. I didn't try it yet with a washing, like a bedding cover for my fur kids, you know?
Oh, you got to try that. I throw my dog bed.
Yeah. Well, this is cat beds, but yeah.
Yeah, your cat bed, I would throw that in. Anything your cat lays on, blankets, anything like that, throw it right in. We usually say use one fur zapper per pet. But if you have extra shed, you have multiple cats, definitely use more. I use four at one time every time I do my laundry, and it works great for me.
So four at one time. So since we're audio, for the listeners, it looks like a paw, and it's a thin silicone, like round shape with a paw cut out.
Exactly. Yeah. The great thing about it is it's reusable. So it's not a one-time use thing. You're not buying lint rollers and shooting them out and creating waste and spending more money. This is actually a reusable, sustainable product. So not only will it save you money in the long run from reusing it 200 to 300 times per fur zapper, but you're also going to save your time because you're not lint rolling constantly. You're just throwing it right in the washer and dryer, just like you put in your detergent, and it really does the work for you.
Does it have anything to do with odor?
So it doesn't take out any of the odor, but it is. Fur zapper itself is odorless, and it's completely safe. It's non-toxic. It's hypoallergenic. So it checks all the boxes in that aspect.
Okay. And then since we're talking about hypoallergenic, and on your description, you mentioned dander for people that have allergies. Can this make a difference?
Big time. Big time. My allergies really bad, especially now in the springtime, and it helps me a ton in terms of that.
We're talking dander.
Yes.
And pets, because it's about pet and fur zapper. But could it even help people without pets and just removing pollen that's unseen, or it's not really for that?
That's funny you say that, Michelle. I actually have family members who don't have pets at all, and they just use it just because it actually, if you have long hair, it will actually help that. You're a female, you have long hair everywhere, you're brushing, you're doing things like that. It will help that. Even the fabric, even like the pilling on the fabric and like tangles and stuff on the fabric, it really cleans everything up, and it really makes the fabric almost like new, like when you first bought the pants or the shirt. So yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, it definitely works for a variety of abuses for sure.
Yeah, you need one for the floor, because I have long hair and I noticed that.
That's a great idea. We actually have an extra large one we made for Global Pet Expo when we were there. I might have to make the fur zapper mop. We might have to do that. Something.
So what happens is when you put the fur zapper in your laundry, all the pet hair goes onto the fur zapper.
Yeah, so fur zapper is not sticky like glue. It is sticky. It is tacky. But it's not like glue. So it's almost like a catch and release type thing. So if you were to touch it, you would feel kind of a stickiness. So the heat in the dryer will make it more sticky. So as it's tumbling around, it will agitate the fur and the fur will adhere to it. But again, fur zapper is not like glue. So fur zapper won't come out with a big fur ball on it. It will actually release back into your dryer air, and everything in the dryer air filters to your lint trap. Yeah, you normally get lint and fur in your lint trap anyways, of course, but you'll notice a big, big difference after you use Fur Zapper. I would say 3-4 times more fur and lint in your trap than you normally would get. So Fur Zapper, again, won't come out with fur on it. You might have a couple pieces of fur on it, but really it's going to go in your lint trap.
Okay. And for those of us that have fur babes, most of us for our dryer have one of those hoses where we could really suck everything up. You guys should do a whole kit and have one of those with it.
That's a great idea.
I know, right?
I love it.
Yeah, my head goes to marketing, but
let's do it.
I'm always excited to see what's going to come out when I'm washing a pet bed, to see, oh, all that gunk is coming out.
And yeah.
And there's not a ton. That was pre-Fur Zapper. So
yes.
I'm excited to look at that, see what happens after. And one more thing. So to use for Zapper, you should use it with one load in the washer. Then if it goes in the dryer with the same...
In the washer and dryer. So with the washer, dryer is where 90% of the fur is going to be removed. In the washer, it does agitate the clothing a bit and will knock some fur down the drain. But really what the washer does too well is it actually cleans the fur zapper off in between cycles. So when you throw it in the dryer, the surface is nice and clean. There's no spare furs on there. So it can become sticky very easily since it's completely clean from when you threw it in the washer. So you throw the same ones in the washer right into the dryer with your clothing.
And it's safe for bleach, all kinds of detergent.
Yes, we do just say try not to use fabric softener. I know some people love their fabric softener, but fabric softener will leave a slimy kind of residue on the fur zapper and it will actually eliminate a lot of the tackiness. So it won't work as well if you do use fabric softener, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you're not supposed to use fabric softener with. You know, it tears from absorbent. So towel.
Yeah, it's not even good for your clothes. I mean, it's not good for you, yourself, your clothes. I would just stick away with it regardless. But that's
okay. Me. What about the new stuff that's out that keeps things from smelling stinky?
No, that won't. Just not fabric softener. Fabric softener, yes, we'll do it. But the other stuff, no, feel free. Use it.
Okay, we have a few minutes before the break. Let's talk about Lint Zapper. So that removes fur. I love that. It removes lint, hair, dandruff, okay, pet fur, dander, and more. So it's good for if you're heading out and you want to use this. So would this be... If you did not use the fur zapper and you get some hairs on you, or if you want to just, I don't know.
Well, two things. So maybe you used fur zapper at home, you're nice and clean, and then you get in your car and you remembered, oh my gosh, I forgot my dog was in here, and now I'm going to dinner, I have black on, what am I going to do? I can't just wash my clothes again and change. So Lint Zapper is basically a portable lint roller on the go. So great for... on-the-go type things, even traveling when you don't have a washer and dryer handy with you, you're going to a meeting, you're going to dinner, you just want to clean up on the go. Lint rollers are very bulky. You can't carry them with you. They have that big plastic handle. You can't put it in your pocket. Lint Zapper is so sleek, so small, they can't even tell it's in your pocket. It's smaller and thinner than a wallet. So it's really good to take with you on the go. It has 40 individual sheets. And then we also just created a 25-sheet Lint Zapper, which is going to have a less than a dollar retail, 99-cent retail, which is awesome in comparison to other lint rollers out there. And it's convenient. It's on the go. It's portable. So it's a win-win in that aspect.
I think it's a great idea. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Scott Grillo with Fur Zapper and Lint Zapper. Let's talk about the Fur Zapper glove because.
Yes.
This is fun, and you can actually keep it on your fur babes.
Yeah, this is my dog's favorite for sure. But it also has other uses. So again, your cat, your dog, you can actually dry groom. So get all that loose fur. It's very soft. A lot of pet grooming gloves have a mesh material. They're very tough. A lot of pets really don't like them. This is it's a soft silicone material, so it's very easy on the animal, but it's still really, really effective. And then you could even bring it in the bath with the pet and bathe your pet just because it is silicone. So it is a waterproof material, which is another use. And then you can also, I always use it on my car seats, but it's good on car seats, couches, bedding, rugs, all of the above. So you really just rub the glove on your car seats or blankets, anything you have like that, and it will actually collect the fur, and you just kind of peel it off and discard of it. So not only could you groom your pet, and your pet absolutely loves that, but you could use it on other surfaces, which is really, really cool.
Okay, so it removes the fur. What about for cats? Does it help with the dander a little?
Oh, absolutely. It really gets that dander off. It's definitely really good for that. And again, it's really soft and easy. So I know cats sometimes are picky in terms of
everything.
Everything. Like that. So yeah, they'll really enjoy it. And then it's actually good, especially now that tick season is coming. It's really good to actually inspect your pet with, to find ticks with. So it's really a multi-use type product.
Right. But you'd have to get something different to take the actual tick off.
Yes, to take the tick off. Yeah, you would need, you know, tweezers, a tick key.
Yes. But it is good because you can feel it.
Yes, you can inspect. You can really get down to the skin and get in between the hair, which is really good.
And it's also washable?
Yeah, so you could wash it if you want, but really just hand rinse it underneath the sink in between uses, or even just shake it outside on the grass or something, and you're good. Yeah, it's really easy to clean. It's really not something you would need to kind of throw in the wash or anything. Just hand rinse it and you'll be good.
Okay, so let me ask you, how does the Fur Zapper glove compare to some of the other similar products we see? Because there's some that have like a straight silicone rubber that you can run over, say, your couch, and it pulls up some of the hair. How does the Fur Zapper glove differ?
Well, Fur Zapper, the glove has thousands and thousands of nubs on the actual glove. So all these little nubs really help pick everything up. It's not really an adhesive type thing. It's more using friction to kind of pick up the fur. But it is a little sticky, not as sticky as the Fur Zapper. But a lot of these items that you do use for like your couch or any kind of adhesive type thing, they leave like a residue type thing on that. And nobody wants that because you could be allergic, it could be toxic, anything like that. So again, Fur Zapper glove is also hyperallergenic, non-toxic. It's completely safe. So in terms of that, it really beats a lot of the other products out there on the market.
Okay, so it has more surface area compared to some that not adhesive, but that just have maybe the rubber.
Exactly.
Some of them just have rubber, almost like a squeegee for your cleaning your car windshield.
Yep.
Almost like a thin rubber or like a windshield wiper. It has like a thin piece. So that, to me, it has less surface area. So it might not grab all the hair. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But this, to me, the Fur Zapper glove seems to have more area.
It does. Try it out on a pet bed. Definitely, that's probably the best test is a pet bed. Or you could just throw your pet bed in your washer with Fur Zapper itself, and that will surprise you. But yeah, I think the Fur Zapper glove is very, very effective. Again, not only grooming your pet, but on all different types of surfaces and fabrics.
Well, I like that all your products are sustainable. I mean, the
yes, we're big into that.
Is made out of biodegradable paper. So, you know, and very small. So that you can use as much as possible, but it is, you know, very small and convenient. And again, biodegradable. What else is up and coming for?
So we have a really cool combo that we just launched at Global Pet, which is actually four. So you get four Fur Zappers and two lint zappers in one really cool, really good looking combo package. And you're actually saving over 50% off retail if you were to buy each individual product. So say you wanted to buy four individual Fur Zappers and two individual lint zappers. With this pack, you're actually saving over 50%. So it's a great, great giftable item to any pet owner. Even, again, somebody who doesn't have pets, it's good for them too. They would be pleasantly surprised. So we just came out with that. We do have some other things in the works, but that's really our main one, along with the 25-sheet lint zapper, which really hits that lower retail price point so people will more likely try it.
Great idea. Where can people buy all of these FurZapper products?
Yeah, so first off, we have a store locator right on our website, FurZapper.com. You go to the store locator tab, put in your location, we'll show all the closest stores to you. But we're in a variety of stores, from pet stores, Walmart, Lowe's, we're on Chewy, we're in Menards Hardware, Ace Hardware, working on a couple other accounts. We're in Target online, Meijer grocery stores, a lot of locations in Canada. We do really well with them, but really a wide range of places, not only in pet sections in stores, but we're also in cleaning. And of course, you could find us on Amazon. We're definitely on there. We're one of the top products on Amazon, which is great. So yeah, the best bet is I would definitely check out our store locator, or even just type FurZapper in Google and it will come up with a ton of results. We're in a lot of different places and pick your what works best for you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the prices are very affordable.
Oh, absolutely. Especially for a reusable, sustainable product. Honestly, you really are going to save a lot of money in the long run. And you're not shooting tons of stuff out in the trash, which is always good.
That's wonderful. Scott, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pet and sharing all this fabulous information about FurZapper and LintZapper.
Absolutely, Michelle. Thanks for having me. And I hope we could come back when we have some new and exciting items. But thank you so much for your time. And it was great.
Well, I'm going to have fun using it. So I'm going to look for more places like the cat.
Yes.
And the cat trees and everything. So
absolutely.
It's exciting seeing all that fur.
It is. It makes laundry
like vacuuming
fun.
You know, I'm not into cleaning that much. I mean,
no. Well, we'll make it fun. You'll
make
be
it fun
now.
Like a vacuum, you see all the hair, you see all the fur that comes on the glove, and it's like, whoa.
It's amazing. It really is.
Amazing how much comes out of fur cats.
Seriously.
So thank you again. Yes, I'd love to have you back on. So
fantastic.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. I had a blast using the FurZapper, and I cannot wait to go tackle my cat bed and the cat tree, because you know you can't really wash all the covers on the cat tree. So please be sure to check out FurZapper. I'd like to thank my guest Scott for coming on the show. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate your listenership so much. Thanks to my cats for giving me lots and lots of fur to clean up and inspiring me all the time. Thanks, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, thank you, Mark Winter, for your great work in editing and producing my show. It would not be the same without you. And remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.